Thank you, CB William and listeners of Mirai Radio. The changes that we read on the national television yesterday in the evening were normal changes in the military hierarchy. Like many of you read or watched on television, His Excellency the President, in his capacity as the Commander-in-Chief of SSPDF, issued a number of degrees. One was the removal of General Gabriel Jogria, the former Chief of Defense Forces. Then the subsequent degrees were about the promotion of Lieutenant General Johnson Juma Okot, known as JJ, promotion from the rank of Lieutenant General to a full general, and he was subsequently appointed as the new Army Chief. In other degrees, three Army generals were relieved from their duties. That was Lieutenant General James Gayai, who was relieved from the position of Inspector General of the Military, followed by Lieutenant General James Kongkong, who was the commander of Riverine. Then finally, Lieutenant General Wang Xiao Kariom, who had served as the assistant for mobilization. Then also other degrees were issued. Three senior officers were promoted. One, Major General Boutros Boulbol was promoted to the rank of Lieutenant General, followed by Major General Marshal Stephen Barbanin to the rank of Lieutenant General, and finally Major General Manuel Majok Chankwach was promoted to the rank of Lieutenant General. So in conclusion, I would say these are normal changes that happen in the Army from time to time whenever the President, in his capacity as the Chief of the Commander-in-Chief of Armed Forces, deems appropriate.
Yes, and you did mention that these are normal changes in the Army, but was there a specific reason given as to why, let's say, the Chief of Staff was fired and then replaced?
No, that's the prerogative of His Excellency the President to appoint and to fire without necessarily giving reason.
What changes do you intend will this actually new changes, you know, what impact will this have on the Army?
Well, every officer in the Army deserves an opportunity to serve and leave his mark. General Gabriel Jogria left the Army after serving for 37 long years. He had joined the Army in 1983 and rose through the ranks of file of then SPLA and now SSPDF. He had served as a Lieutenant General and served as a full general for 2 years as the Army Chief. The same thing with other generals who were removed with him. They were given an opportunity to serve. Serving is an honor. And they were given an opportunity to go for other assignments. His Excellency the President relieved them, but he's still around, he's still there to give them new assignments. The new officers who came in are being given the opportunity and the honor to serve the Army. And that practice will continue. Military service two ways. You have a way of entering the Army, and you also have the way of exiting the Army. But before you exit, you are given an opportunity to serve in different capacities. And this is exactly what had happened to our colleagues who have just left, and this is exactly what is happening to the colleagues who have just come in. You are given an opportunity and honor to serve the Army.
Let's talk about the new Army Chief of Staff, JJ, as you mentioned earlier. Who is he?
General JJ hails from Eastern Equatoria State. He comes from Magui County. Is from Acholi Ebene Group. He joined the then SPLA in 1984 and graduated as a second lieutenant. He was a part of Mormo Division from 12th Battalion. Upon his graduation, he served in Bahr el Ghazal and was adjutant to Commander Daniel Wenakot of 12th Battalion. And he has been in the service for the last 36 years. Until yesterday, he was serving as the assistant chief, as deputy chief of defense forces. He had served in a number of capacities, including being the former acting governor of Eastern Equatoria State. He has come in with a lot of wealth in terms of education, in terms of experience.
Leroy, just before I let you go, briefly, can you give us some latest updates when it comes to the reunification of the Army? Where are we?
Thank you. In regard to reunification of the army, last week, the Joint Defense Board, that's the JDB, made an agreed on the reactivation of implementation of transitional security arrangement. And the resolution that were made was that all the forces that had been at training centers must be graduated, they must be passed out, and the graduation will start with the presidential guards known as Tiger or BIP. Then they will be followed by forces at training centers in Greater Barzal, specifically Mapel. So in summary, from the 7th, when the declaration was made, to first week of June, all the forces that be receiving training at 18 training centers across the country will be graduated in phases. And when they are graduated, they are going to be deployed across the country. We have a committee. A committee was in the process of being formed, so that committee sits down and decides on where these unified forces are going to be deployed. And of course, the deployment will put into consideration the strategic importance of every location for deployment. So we have embarked on the implementation of transitional security arrangement.
Major General Lulroy, I hope I got it right this time.
Correct.
Yes, thank you so much for talking. Thank you so much for talking to us. We do appreciate your time.